like me to start?
Yes, please.
We'll get the recording started now. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone on today's ALEC leadership team call on Thursday the 7th of May at 1300 UTC. We have Alan Greenberg, Holly Raich, Olivier Crépin-Leblon, Tijani Benjema, Leon Sanchez, Cheryl Langdon Orr, Maureen Hilliard, Julie Hammer. No apologies noted, everyone is here today. And from staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Ariel Young, Sylvia Vivanco, and myself, Gisela Gruber. If I could please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you, and over to you, Alan.
Thank you very much. I missed the doodle for a call following this one, and Olivier wasn't sufficient to get it changed, so we do have an overlap, so I'm going to do my best to try to keep this to 1 hour. We'll see if I'm successful or not. Any changes to the agenda or comments before we go ahead? Hearing none, seeing none. The first item, substantive item on the agenda is the IANA stewardship and accountability update and next steps. I don't think we really need an update at this point. There hasn't been a substantive amount of change since the since our last discussion of it. If anyone disagrees, then let's see. In terms of next steps, I think the challenge is going to be to get comments from other people. On the CWG, I should have my hopefully substantive comments posted by the end of the day, and maybe that will attract a bit of input. And I guess I'm requesting others on the ALT to do the same thing as soon as possible on both reports, and hopefully that will trigger either comments agreeing, disagreeing, or at least we'll start to form the basis for what the ALAC will be saying on these things. Any other thoughts on how we get people to wake up? The reports are long, they're complex, and the issues, sadly, but I think we have to accept the reality, are not simple ones. And people who haven't been involved, it's questionable to what extent they're going to make really substantive comments that fit within the framework of what we're talking about. It's very easy to start from scratch and you know, come up with new things which just don't fit because they've already been beaten to death or something. Holly.
Just to comment, there was a webinar today, which it was a really good update, because I've sort of been following, but not completely. It was a good update, and I, you know, for those who haven't followed and haven't participated every single day, Alan, if we can have a webinar, and can we please have a webinar, not at 1 o'clock Sydney time? This one was at 4 in the afternoon. It was terrific. So for the APAC region and for those who haven't, even just making the slides available, I know that just sending out a link to everybody saying, for goodness sake, this stuff is easy to read if you've sort of been following. It's just a suggestion, but I know I found the webinar really helpful. Thank you.
Thank you, Holly. There's certainly no reason that we can't continue to remind people about the existence of the webinars there as a resource. You know, it may be too late for them to participate, but there's no reason we can't point to them, and that should be on the RALO lists as well as on the on our general at large list. Tijani.
Thank you, Alan. I think that as I proposed before, the first draft that will be done by you or For the CWG, it will be you, and for the CCWG, someone, I don't know who, will help people who didn't follow to understand at least the key points, because we will raise the key points that are of concern for the at-large community. So it's right that the issue is very complicated for both tracks, but we have concerns on some points. So if we make them clear, the others can be comment on them. So I think that it is our duty, more or less. Thank you.
and I don't disagree at all. And I'm certainly on the comments I'm working on, I'm trying to identify ones that are substantive from ones that need to, in my mind, need to be made, but are not the ones that we really are, you know, are focusing on. And most specifically, what are the issues that if they don't change, or if they don't get, the decisions don't get made in essentially in our favor, that there's a potential that we will not accept the report because of it. And those, I think, are the really crucial ones. I think we owe it to our community to not just say no, but to propose alternatives, and alternatives that we hope can be acceptable. But that's going to be the difficulty. Any other thoughts? No? Then we'll get a couple of minutes back and go on to the next item. But I do encourage everyone, if you haven't read the reports, to read them. And to the extent that you can summarize comments, or at least identify the key points that we have, we or you have problems with, let's do it. Olivier, please.
Yes, thanks, Clemence. Olivier, I was going to say just that. Even just pointing a few things, what you think is important will actually give us a bit more fodder, or at least support to what we're saying. I must share with you, when on the CWG calls, there are, recently I did ask about the issue of jurisdiction within our own community. There hasn't been very much feedback on it, so I didn't pursue and ask that question on the wider CWG discussions, because I didn't feel there was enough support behind to actually make an issue out of this that would have to be debated by the whole CWG. And this is probably what we're looking for, is to get more support, I guess.
Indeed.
And at least to know we're not just speaking as Alan, Olivier, Eduardo, Fatima, and you know, just as ourselves, and Tijani and all the people that are involved in the CWG and CCWG, but we actually have the support of our community. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you, Louis. And one point I'll make, and I think it's an important one, we all have blinders on to some extent, and we all have, you know, things that are important. And I'll give an example from the side chat that was going on today during the CWG meeting. And Olivier had mentioned that the post-transition ICANN board must be multi-stakeholder, but the presumption was if it isn't multi-stakeholder, it is registry.
Post-transition INA board, I think you said ICANN.
I'm not sure what sorry. Yes, post-transition INA board. And that's not, you know, that may well be the way some people are pushing, and it is, that it be registry-centric. But the opposite of multi-stakeholder is not registry. So, we have to make sure that we're not being too focused on a solution to make sure we're asking the right questions. Olivier, and then Tijani.
Okay, I think that's me now.
Okay, then you're right.
Okay, so Olivier, permit me to disagree with you, because even if you didn't feel there is support to your issue of jurisdiction, I think you have to put it, since you think that it is an issue. And during this period, when we collect comment on what we read, on what we write, or what we say, at the end, if there is no support to it, we will not put it. But I don't think that we have to eliminate it from the beginning like this. Because, yes, you spoke about it, but who was present? That is the problem. Who participated in it? This is the problem. I don't think it was on the mailing list. It was on the chat, I think, on the Skype chat. And that's perhaps why there wasn't a lot of support. I think people who reacted are all in support of you. So I don't know. I think that we need to put everything we think it is an issue. It is a concern for us. Thank you.
Thank you, Tijani. I will add, however, flag these things as what the level of import is. If we, for instance, raise the issue of where companies are incorporated and say it is a go-to-the-wall issue, we're likely to lose that one. So that doesn't mean we shouldn't raise it, but we need to identify, is this one that we consider a go, no-go decision, or is this something that we would like to push to the extent we can? Olivier.
Correct.
Thank you, Alain. Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking. What I was going to suggest, and I think I'll do that actually, is to ask as an individual, since we are individually also able to speak on this working group, I will ask on the mailing list and say if someone could remind me what our resolve was with regards to the issue of jurisdiction, why we settled for a U.S.-based firm, and whether Sydney was ever asked to consider other jurisdictions. I think that will probably just... I'm not sure exactly how the process was at the time. I remember it was a little bit rushed, and I hope it will help in actually being able to shed some light over this. And then the discussion will take place on the mailing list rather than taking valuable time on the call. And with this, I think that's all I'll film it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Olivier. Anything else? Seeing nothing else, Olivier, presuming that's an old hand, we'll go on to the next item. The next item is review of ICANN 53. And I'll turn it over to Leon. I'm not sure if Leon can talk these days, but I guess to Gisela, with any comments from Leon that he can make to review any particular changes, things that need the focus of the ALT, and we need to look at joint meetings to some extent. But I will let Gisela review any issues that are on the table right now before we go on to the joint meeting one. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. Gisela here. I'm not sure if Leon's on already. We are dialing out to him.
I am, Gisela, but I still have a bad throat, so it would be excellent if you could take over.
Sorry to hear that, Leon.
Thank you.
Gisela here. I'll just get back to the meetings. There have just been a couple of changes since we last saw this table on the ALAC call. On Saturday, we have added the RALO chairs meeting, which will take place from 10 to 12. From 12 to 1, we have the ALT meeting with Renalia. This time needs to be confirmed as she doesn't yet have the board schedule, so there may be some last-minute change to that. And then that afternoon, there won't be a meeting with David Olive as he is coming to the ALT meeting on the Friday morning at the end of the Buenos Aires meeting. So we will have a RALO chairs and ALT meeting from 2 to 3:15, and then the usual ALT closed meeting from 4 to 6, followed by dinner. The RALO chairs will be joining us for the dinner as well, as decided last time. The change here is on Wednesday. I'm giving everyone scrolling rights. On Wednesday, we have the capacity building working group meeting, which will be from 9 to 10 at the same time as the board and GAC meeting. And this is Tijani's request, and we have found space for that. And we've added the technology task force on Monday afternoon from 2 to 3. Otherwise, no further changes. As Alan says, we've got some joint meetings that need to be decided on, and that will also have a knock-on effect on the schedule that you're seeing now. That's all updates from me. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. We have had a request from Holly to allocate some time to look at the proxy privacy service PDP that is currently out for comment. It has an extensive comment period till July, so there's no great rush. The issues are complex, and there is some relatively split positions within the work group. And so we will allocate some time, hopefully during one of our regular meetings. Holly, I know you want a lot of time for that, and we're not likely to get it. So I certainly can't see putting more than a half an hour into that, and even that's going to be tight. So I need, we're going to need offline input from you as to whether you're going to be able to manage with that or whether we need to set up something for the ALAC, which is outside of the regular meetings, to try to give it a little bit more time. So I don't want to discuss it here, but it's something we're going to have to work on really quickly, because if we need an out-of-bounds meeting, then it's going to be hard to find the time for it. The ones that we do need to discuss, I'm not sure I sent something out. We had yet another request from the CSG, the Commercial Stakeholders Group, to join them for breakfast on Tuesday morning, and again it conflicts with the board meeting. Plus, we can't do it earlier because we already have an existing meeting with the CCNSO earlier, which is unfortunate because the CSG would provide us with breakfast. But nevertheless, those meetings have been useful in the past, and I sort of regret that we're not doing them anymore because of the schedule has been locked in to not allow it. And number one, I want to make sure I have the support of the ALT in saying we would prefer to have those meetings, and then we're going to have to try to figure out how to do it. The chances are we will not be able to do that for Buenos Aires, but we may want to think about not locking in the CCNSO meeting on Tuesday morning and leaving that open for the CSG if they are interested in scheduling one for the Dublin meeting. Clearly, we have to do this ahead of time. Coming in with a request this late is a little bit too late for our scheduling. So if there's any thoughts on that, anyone disagree with me, then we'll all go ahead and try to start talking about the next meeting. We've had a request from the NCSG, from Rafiq, to meet with them. We haven't met for a while. It's not, he didn't have any real topics to suggest. He did suggest the PIC issue, but I'm not sure that would be a productive meeting with the entire ALAC. Clearly, a few of us who have been focusing on that could meet with the NCSG to see if we could convince them to move. But doing that in Buenos Aires, to be honest, is coming into this game a little bit late. And again, I'm not sure it's an ALAC meeting overall. I think Rafiq is more worried about the optics of us not meeting rather than having specific things to talk about. I know from my perspective, meetings with the NCSG have not always been all that productive because people come into it with particular stances and all we seem to do is talk at each other. So I guess I'd like some input. Do we want to really try to do something at this meeting? Am I reading the tea leaves wrong and we do have something that can be used productively, or is it politically astute to do it even if we have nothing to say? And I guess I'd like some input on that first. Anyone care?
Me.
I guess. Olivier, go ahead. Olivier, can't hear you.
Unmute, if I may. Hello?
Perhaps before talking, you should unmute. You're unmuted now. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, it's Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking. I was trying to unmute. For some reason, my phone locked itself into mute mode. It's trying to give me a message. The issue of meetings with the SCSG is a complex one, exactly as you said. There doesn't appear to have been very much progress happening. The only thing that I would say, though, there is a definite push from some quarters to have some kind of collaboration of civil society at ICANN. And I think that there certainly is some ability to have collaboration in this matter. But I am still quite amazed that the points of view of some members of the NCSG are diametrically opposed to the points of view of ourselves, and of the people that we are speaking or trying to push the views of and promote the views of. I just can't understand how the interests of end users could be diametrically opposed to the interests of civil society. I thought that it was one and the same. So that's why I think we are having problems, and perhaps we should be discussing this. I just wonder whether we should hit the nail on the head. So, you know, why is it that there is a concern here? Thank you.
Well, I'll push the point slightly more than that. There's a concerted push in ICANN to have, quote, civil society represented, and the NCSG is in a strong position for a number of reasons to claim that they are the civil society voice in ICANN. And you're right. Very often their positions are exactly opposite to ours, and that's a concern. And they may get the territory by us ceding it, essentially. And I think that's something we have to worry about. I'll go on to Jijani in a moment. Heidi, in the call, in the chat, you said that there's a 45-minute session. We could have a 45-minute session with the NCSG on Sunday or Tuesday. Sunday, the GNSO meets, so I don't think that's a possibility. And are you suggesting we cut out 45 minutes of the ALAC time to meet with the NCSG? Heidi?
Hi, Alan. Yes, this is Heidi. Yes, that was just a suggestion, and exactly for the reasons that Olivier noted, that there is now movement internally and within some of the civil society groups to work together, and that might be a good way to move forward on that.
Well, as I suggested, they are asking for a meeting. I'm not sure what the topics on the agenda are, and going into meetings with nothing particularly on the agenda does not usually end up with decent results. So we can try to carve out a meeting. Gisela, I don't know if there's any opportunity for a slot that we haven't used at this point. It doesn't have to have translation, so it might not have to be in our room if our room is being used for other things. Do you think there might be opportunities for slots we currently aren't using?
Alan, Gisela here. The slot on Sunday from 8 to 9, other morning.
When does the GNSO start?
I think they start at 9 o'clock.
That's a possibility then. All right, why don't we suggest it to them, but we're going to have to put the onus on both sides to come up with some topics. Tijani, go ahead, please.
Thank you, Alan. Tijani speaking. I do agree with you, Olivier, that for some of the members of this, the NCSG, we have opposite position. In the CCWG, we have that. I think in the CWG also we have this same problem. Also, I am opposed to having a meeting without a subject, without something to discuss. So if we want to have a meeting with them, we need to establish an agenda to be effective, because we are using our very precious time in Buenos Aires, and you are speaking about Sunday. Sunday, as you know, is the first day for the ALAC, and some people arrive late, so perhaps beginning at 8 o'clock it will be difficult. But if there is no other solution, it is possible. But we need to have an agenda. We need to know what we will discuss. And coming back to the civil society, I don't think that someone is more representative of the civil society than the other. We, as end users, as ALAC, most of our ALSs are ISOC, for example, ISOC chapters. So they are civil society. I am civil society. I have an organization. And so on and so forth. So I think that and I know that George Sadovsky pushed a lot, pushed very, very strong to have a civil society voice heard in ICANN. And if we want this to happen, we have to use it, we have to go for that without complex, without, I don't know, without, we need to go there fairly, to really try to express the voice of the civil society. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Olivier, I'll give the floor to you, but try to be brief. we're starting to run out of time and we're not finished with the agenda item.
Yeah, thanks, Alan. It's sort of you speaking. I was going to suggest, as agenda, we could have a very mundane agenda where we waste an hour of our time by saying, oh, further collaboration between NCSG and ALAC. I think that will be totally sterile. Although we can hit the nail on the head. And I would suggest a couple of topics. First, IANA stewardship and ICANN accountability, a comparison of our positions between the members of NCSG and the members of the ALAC. Topic one. And topic two, I was going to say, other matters where we might have differences. Let's identify the differences first, so at least we put this out of the way rather than just patting each other on the back and wasting time. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Livy. I was going to point out we don't need to set the agenda now. We need to be convinced we can set an agenda. You've just identified a few things. Gisela, I think we should go ahead. I'll send a note to Rafiq and copy you and see if we can schedule it for 8 to 9 on Sunday. If that doesn't work, I'm not sure what we're going to do. But we will need to work on the agenda. Thank you. The next item is SSAC. SSAC has sent us a note, or their staff has sent us a note, saying, do we want a meeting? We normally have met with SSAC. Julie, is Julie on the call? I know she's not in Adobe Connect.
I am, Alan.
Good.
Yep.
Again, at a meeting where we're exceedingly pressed for time, are there substantive issues, or is this we can fill the time if we allocate it?
I think if it's of interest to get an update on SSAC advisories, I'm not sure, but I think there may be a new advisory out before this meeting, but I'm not sure that will happen. It's in the final stages at the moment, and it's on public suffix lists. Other than that, it would just be a normal update on the work that SSAC is doing.
Did you say what the topic is? I couldn't quite make it out.
It's on public suffix list.
Ah.
But whether it is actually issued before the meeting or not, I don't think anyone really knows yet. But it is heading towards completion, that particular party.
All right. Then I would suggest we allocate some time. And we can always adjust the schedule near the end. No one ever complains about having a meeting canceled. And
sure.
30 minutes should be sufficient. Can't see doing a lot more than that.
I think given the ALEX type schedule, I think that would be fine. Yeah.
Okay, then I'll ask Gisela to try to arrange that. Any other...
Alan.
Thank you. Any other issues that we need to talk about regarding ICANN 53? I think we have. I put a couple of things on the board agenda list. You might want to look at those. Essentially, the first one is the substantive issue of the ATRT recommendation that parts of ICANN not funded by industry should be allowed to facilitated to participate equitably, and the linked one to that is a problem that we've had, certainly have had and will continue to have. We continue to say it's difficult to get new people involved, but we're also in a position where when we don't have, we have an experienced person for whom we cannot give a travel slot, they tend to disappear. And that's a real issue for us. And it's not as much an issue for those who have private funding. So I think I'd like to discuss that with the board. I suspect we may get some belligerent comments out of it, but I think we need to raise the issue. And the other issue that I have suggested as a smaller one is have we discussed here, I think we have discussed in the ALAC meeting, the potential postponement of the at-large review. Am I correct, someone on staff?
Yes, you are.
Okay. When we had the meeting with Larissa Gernick, one of the things that struck me is all of the people on the working party, the reaction was essentially, thank goodness. There's no way we could have done it according to the schedule that we were on. And yet all of us were like nice little obedient people going ahead and pretending we could try. And the question is why? Is it simply we're so used to having outrageous demands put on us? Did we believe, and this is the answer for me, that if we had said we want it delayed, we would have been told, sorry, that's the schedule, we can't delay it, it's in the bylaws, tough. And I'm really concerned that we go through processes like that without waving red flags. And so I think that's an issue worthy of bringing up at the board meeting. Anyway, take a look at the workspace, please. If anyone has any comments, either for or against those items, let's bring them out in the open so that we can decide what it is we're presenting to the board. Those are just my ideas. Olivier, please.
Thanks, Alan. Olivier Clafano-Blanc speaking. And when you mentioned the inability of us to use experts or people with specific knowledge and bring them to an ICAM meeting, I would like to remind you of one of the Atlas II recommendations that actually leads to being able to or asking for funding for those experts on specific topics, starting, of course, with the RALO work that is taking place in finding out what talent there is out there within our membership. Thank you.
Yes, I didn't actually mention that topic, but it certainly can be included. I was looking more at the as we're going into an election selection time, we tend to move people around, and then we get accused of simply shuttling positions among our friends and not bringing new people in. At the same time, if we can't do that, then we tend to lose the people, who have been heavy contributors in the past. So, anyway, I don't want to have the discussion right now, but if anyone would like to add something else to the pot of what we should talk to the board about instead of those or in addition to those, let's try to get that settled early. Anything else on the meeting? Olivia, I presume that's an old hand. All right. We have a zero-minute slot on the election selection process. Heidi is there any issues that need to be brought to the ALT that need our addressing? As far as I can tell, things are progressing as they should at this point.
Hi, everyone. This is Heidi. Everything seems to be going okay. The only RALO where we don't seem to have any candidates yet is URALO. And I have been in touch with Wolf, and he's aware that the deadline for nominations is this Friday, and he said he would try to get some very good ALAC members to be nominated, as well as a NOMCOM candidate.
Does that presume the current ALAC member is not seeking a reappointment? That's a question for the current ALAC member. But if the current ALAC member has not decided, he doesn't have to answer right now.
Yeah, thanks very much, Alan. Olivier Clafano-Blanc speaking. And in fact, there have been some discussions among URALO leadership as to whether we keep the status quo and everyone stays in their position or we actually start moving things around. There are discussions between a number of individuals. Unfortunately, no new faces. There have been several calls on the URALO list for people to stand forward. There's been very little feedback on that. And so you'll probably end up with the usual suspects proposing themselves at various positions. At this moment, I could be going for ALAC slot, for URALO chair slot, or for secretarial slot. So that leaves it pretty open. I think it's pretty much the same with all of the others who currently are in positions in URALO and on the ALAC selected by the region. And I'm sorry, it just takes time to do that, but there's been, as I said, very little feedback from others.
I will point out, if there are no nominees by the close of the period, there is nothing to stop us from reopening another period. There's no real time constraint on the ALAC one. on the ALAC position or the other ones, other than early enough to make sure we have travel arrangements for Dublin. So I would not feel pressured to meet that deadline if indeed substantive discussions need to be held first. We really need, Olivia, if you are not going to be the ALAC member, we really need someone who's going to be able to participate heavily. So we take that into account. No other hands, then we go on to the next issue. The next item on the agenda is policy development. There are obviously the two comments on the CWG, CCWG that are pending. There's a privacy proxy one, which we're essentially putting on hold and we'll discuss in Buenos Aires. I don't believe there are any other public comments open right now that we need to discuss. Ariel, have I missed anything?
Thanks, Alan. This is Ariel. You didn't miss anything.
Okay. And I'll thank Olivier for putting together that rush one on the budget, a superb piece of drafting, and that made life a lot easier. Heidi, was there any reaction to that on the from your side? Did we get a thank you letter from David?
Not yet.
Okay. Maybe he doesn't want more staff. I don't know.
But again, I'm going to be on the finance and budget, not the finance, the fiscal year 16 call with the ALAC on Friday when that item might be discussed.
Okay. That conflicts with something else, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, in Norello. But Sylvia will be the lead on the Norello candidate call.
Okay. So I will not be on the finance budget one, I guess. All right. Anything else on public comments? If not, we're still a little behind, but we're getting close. Fiscal year 16 special request next steps. It has my name on it, but I don't have anything to say. Heidi, do you have anything to say?
This is Heidi. Again, today there will be a call of the FBSC with Rob Hogarth. And there will be discussions on details of the fiscal year special request, fiscal year 15 special requests that have been approved, and a long session for questions and answers.
Good.
So I expect that to be a very interesting session.
Okay. Anything else on this topic? If not, we're back on time. Thank you. The next item is the Cross-Community Working Group on GTLD auctions.
Alan, this is Heidi. Whoops. Sorry. Very sorry. I just wanted to raise the point of the one fiscal year request that was approved for one General Assembly. And we have created a page of all the General Assemblies that are in staff's collective memory as a guide to the ALT or the ALAC in selecting which, whether Urala or Norala will get the GA.
Ah, yes, that is an item we have to think about. I guess that will be discussed on today's FBSC call.
Okay, thank you.
I'm presuming it will be. CCWG on GTLD auctions. I missed the request to name...
Alan?
Yes.
Sorry, it's
yes.
Olivia. I had my hand up for the previous
topic. Yes, Olivia, go ahead. Sorry, I missed you.
Yeah, thanks, Alan. Just quickly to remind you, there's a call tomorrow to discuss with members of the Board Finance Committee the statement that we have drafted, that the ALAC has drafted, with regards to the FY16 budget. We need to
yes, that's the meeting
Heidi
mentioned.
No, that's not. The meeting that she mentioned was the one tonight, I believe.
No, we said tomorrow, the one that conflicts with Norello.
There's two. Okay, so she also mentioned that. Okay, sorry. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Tijani, go ahead.
Yes, just to say that today... For the F, the Finance and Budget Subcommittee, we can also discuss prepare our contribution to the finance call that will be done for ELAC. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm not sure what the contribution is supposed to be, but we'll let you talk about that at the meeting. Anything else before I try to go on to the next item for the third time? Johnny, I assume that's an old hand.
Yes.
Okay. Going, gone. That item is now closed. Cross-community working group on the use of GTLD auction proceeds. I missed a call to name one or two people, that the ALAC needs to name one or two people for the drafting group, for the charter for that group. It was supposed to be kicked off this week. Gisela, I haven't actually seen an agenda item. Has a doodle gone out, or what's the exact status of that right now? Is Gisela with us? Is anybody with us who knows the status of that?
Sorry, Alan, it's Gisela here. I was on mute. Is that for I was trying to unmute. I seem to have lost the audio. Was that for the new GTLD auction proceeds?
That's correct. What is the status? I see there's no meeting scheduled. Is there a doodle out if we had named people who could have been answering it?
Gisela, again, I believe I believe not, but I will get confirmation from Glenn. But we're still waiting for name or a max a couple of names from the ALAC.
Okay, so the question is for the ALT, do we put out a general call? Do we name someone? What are your thoughts on this? We don't have a lot of time if we don't want to miss a substantive part of the drafting team, but at this point apparently we're not too late. My suggestion would be to put out a call to the ALAC for names. They can forward to anyone, but have people either volunteer or make suggestions, but the ALT make the selection, because we don't have a lot of time to play games on this one, and I think it is an important issue. Does that sound like an acceptable way? And, of course, if there's anyone on the ALT who wants to put time into this, then clearly there is an opportunity to put your own name up. All right, seeing two ticks, no negative marks. Well, I'll put an action item for myself to do that. Just writing down team members. And we go on to the next item. And that's the review of the ALAC monthly call. I only have two items that I want to focus on. One is the budget statement. I was going to thank Olivia, but I already did. So that got done. The other one is on the next step on the picks. I had an action item to find out what happened at the board retreat on that one, and the answer is nothing, or at least nothing. No decisions were made. We're not likely to see a decision before Buenos Aires. So the question is, what do we want to do next? There have been calls for us to put out yet another strong statement demanding a freeze. My personal position is I don't see a lot of merit in that. We still have something on the table that has not been addressed. I do think it's reasonable for us to send our triage document out for wider distribution, and I believe I already have an action item to clean up that document and get that sent out. I guess we need to send something formally in response to Shireen's message, which essentially said, you know, thanks for the good conversation. It's over now. But I'm not quite sure of what the content of that should be. And I guess I'd value input from people as to how strong we should take this at this point. We know that there is moderately little the board can do On the other hand, they seem to be taking unilateral action outside of formal process on generic TLDs, that there seem to be some that de facto are being held up, even though it's not clear how or why. And there's some discussion going on within the board on, you know, what should be done with generic privately owned TLDs, some of which have already been delegated. So it's not quite clear what the feeling is on the board about whether they can take any unilateral action. We know to date they have not chosen to take any on this particular issue. And to be honest, I don't think they're going to, but what else is it we can ask for? Anyone have any thoughts? Olivier, Cheryl, you're the two people who have been most involved with this. Holly, and then Olivier.
Just a question. Do we know what the GAC thinks? Because it's the other party that's been really involved. And for that matter, is there a possibility of some joint questions that possibly would carry more weight? Just thoughts. Thank you.
Well, this what the GAC thinks, of course, is a difficult issue, because the GAC doesn't necessarily think in a unified mind. It's an open issue with the GAC, and I'm sure it's going to be discussed in Buenos Aires. How strong they stick to their guns on this one, and they have not been particularly strong in the past, because there have been a number of voices, partly the U.S., and to a lesser extent the European Commission, who have basically said, it's important, but we don't want to go to the wall on this, and we don't really want to be seen as stopping the progress and commerce. The person in the European Commission on the GAC who is pushing the issue is a little bit more strident than her predecessors now, and we may see a bit of difference in this meeting than we have in the past. So the answer is it's not clear. Olivier.
Thank you very much, Alan. Olivier Krapanov speaking. And there's been so much going on this week on so many topics, it's been difficult to keep everyone updated. So I've had a couple of calls or some correspondence with a few people since we last spoke about this, which was a couple of weeks ago. First, I had a talk with Ron Andruff on this. As you know, Ron Andruff is from the BC, I think, and has been one of the flag bearers of this whole process and so on. And I have explained to him the proposal that I made to the ALAC during our last call, which was to share that, to clean up that triage document, which we have, and then share it with the ALAC and get everyone on the ALAC and at large to contribute and comment and perhaps make amendments to that document. At least that document would be actually out in the open. I was also going to share the full account of the meeting. I can't remember whether we sent that to the ALAC list or not, but this is, I haven't heard any opposition or mention of this document not being able to be shared. I think we were given the green light to share it with the preamble explaining that the board new GTLD committee was just there as a facilitator and not actually was not there as a participant to make any decision as such. So that was the step forward, and I told Ron that this was the way that I would, I think, be pushing the ALAC to go forward with, so as to really start showing that we're not just dealing with a large group of registries that are not wishing to speak. In fact, some of them are actually within a line which we think is actually quite defendable and are implementing a number of safeguards which we think are pretty good. And we just don't understand why the others are not, and effectively trying to divide the overall opposition at the moment. In fact, I'm not even sure if those registries that are concerned, that are in the green, are actually aware of what's going on in the discussions that we had with the, you know, those side discussions that we had in Singapore and that we followed up on a conference call. So that's one thing. I'm certainly very disappointed with the process, and you've heard about this before, but I think we need to be constructive in this. The status quo is just not going to lead us to anywhere, because time is actually going against us. The longer this goes, the longer, the more likely there will be an incident that will take place as more and more new GTLDs are being used and are being not only rolled out, but actually embraced by end users, but also embraced by fraudsters out there. And we need to try and go around this and act quickly. First thing. Second thing, yes, you are correct. The new lady in the European Commission has taken that on. She has now mandated one of her colleagues to prepare a document for the GAC, an in-depth document for the GAC, and putting the points of and the views of the ALAC in that document as well. And so we need to work with that person and collaborate with them to help them put together a document that is both punchy enough but also clear enough for GAC members to understand what the stakes are, what the danger is, something that is clear for them to be able to say, hang on, we need to do something about that. And from what I have heard, I think one of the key governments in that being the United States, as you've heard, has not been very vocal at all in this topic recently. We are nearing an election year very soon, and I think that it would be very dangerous for a U.S. representative to actually not at least to object to something that would serve the public interest rather than commercial interest.
Okay, Olivier, do we know?
Pure speculation on my part.
Yeah. Olivier, do you know who it is who's drafting the document?
Yes, it's a chap called, if I go to the rights folder, I will be able to let you know. It's Maciej Tomaszewski from Poland. Maciej works at the European Commission with Megan Richards, the lady that you alluded to earlier.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Cheryl, next.
Thanks. Just very briefly, one of the things that we did discuss at the ALAC meeting, of course, was that this is a matter that probably should be on the agenda for the ALAC GAC discussion. And I'm assuming it still is on the agenda, or will be. That sort of goes to what Holly was raising. And I think that to your point, Alan, was it somebody's point anyway, as to whether the greener of the those out of the triage list are aware, I think that's a very important point that needs to be followed up on. But we could, of course, make that clear in the agenda if the such part of the meeting between the GAC and the ALAC was not a closed meeting but a public one. And I'm quite sure, for example, I know the Doc Pharmacy people are watching fairly closely, but you only need to get one or two of those along and they will very quickly spread the word to the like-minded others, and I think that's important that we do get that out there. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. We haven't set a specific agenda, but I can't imagine this item not being on the agenda for our joint meeting.
You said that at the ALAC meeting, but clearly, you know, it wasn't clear enough for Holly to have raised it as a question at the beginning of this conversation. So perhaps we do need to make it very clear, Alan.
I am making it very clear. There is no way that will not be on the topic, on the agenda for the GAC meeting. What we do need to, and I'll ask staff to prompt me if, because I don't know the formal process for setting the agenda with the GAC meeting, but to the extent we need to do it, we should be doing that. I'll comment on something that Olivier said of if we're not careful and we don't do something quickly, there will be an incident. I'll be blunt. Until we have an incident, we're not likely to get a lot of action. So I think an incident is what we want to happen. And hope, you know, presumably it will at some point, but that's what we need to counter the arguments of we're not seeing any problems yet. So that's perhaps not the most elegant way of addressing this kind of problem, but it tends to be very effective. real disasters do generate action. Any other points on our agenda? We've finished the last item other than any other business, and I've had no requests for any other business. Is there anything anyone wants to raise quickly? Or Olivier and I may actually get to our meeting on time.
Well done.
Seeing no hands, thank you all. It's been compressed, but I think we covered most of the items that we needed to cover. Let's try to follow up. We have a fair number of follow-up items for this. And thank you, and Olivia, I'll see you in a minute on another call.
Oh, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks very much, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you very much, everyone.
Bye, everyone. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone. The meeting has been adjourned and the audio will now be disconnected. Thank you for joining today's call.